Well, it's that time of year. Spring is here tomorrow. But as you know, if you've lived here any length of time, severe weather can pop up any time in Memphis or the Mid-South. Safety when bad weather hits, Tanya, that's something important and should have us all listening closely.
Absolutely. You know, we have to deal with this every year. And actually, it's not just a season, like you said. It's all the time. I talked to Eric Procius. He is a meteorologist with MemphisWeather.net. He says our area has even earned a nickname now for its tornadoes.
This area of the country is what has become known as Dixie Alley, which is kind of an offshoot of the more widely known Tornado Alley. But believe it or not, Dixie Alley is an area where the most fatalities occur of anywhere in the United States from tornadoes.
And that ought to make you feel real good right there. Now, he also says there are several reasons for that, starting with the geography of things.
We've got a lot of hills, a lot of trees, and so unlike the plains, these tornadoes can appear basically seemingly out of nowhere. Because of all the hills and trees, you just can't see them at a long distance away like you can in the plains.
Now, adding to that whole thing is the tornado timing.
We have many more nighttime tornadoes than they do in the plains. And so not only can you not see the tornadoes coming because of the topography, but then you also have throw in the fact that when they come at night, you just can't see them until they're there.
Now, there's also another reason our tornadoes can be worse and seemingly more fatal.
We also are close to the Gulf of Mexico, and so a lot of our tornadoes are what are called rain-wrapped, which means that you have rain sheets occurring around the outsides of the funnels, and so they are, again, very hard to see, unlike in the plains.
Now, you know, guys, you know how we have a lot of our tornadoes, and it seems to be that these things hit in the middle of the night. And not just here, I'm talking about across the South, as we've seen, unfortunately, especially in the last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not our imagination. I ask Eric about this.
Because we have the proximity to the Gulf, so we've got moisture that's in place 24 hours a day ahead of these storms. They tend to feed off of the energy during the afternoon hours when these storms really start getting stronger. And then they just continue, even into the early evening and up through the midnight hour or so, where the storms still have the intensity that they, gather during the late afternoon when you might have had some sun out and you had the moisture around.
So, see, it is not our imagination. We actually do seem to have worse tornadoes and more of these things at night because of our proximity to the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
So the next time we have one of these, yeah, it's not just our imagination, and because we like to see Dave Brown in the evening all night long.
Yeah, they like working at 1 in the morning.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
But they bring the whole crew in.
It seems that way, but yes, there is a reason for it, he said, and I felt a little bit better knowing that. There are a couple of other things I'd like for you to know about really quickly. There is a company out of Eads called Take Cover Storm Shelters. And these things are very interesting. You can put one of these things in your garage. It's underground. Have either one of you heard of these?
No.
You've probably seen the signs.
Not
maybe.
This particular one, I have not.
It's very interesting. What they do is they basically dig a hole in your garage, and they insert the shelter in your garage, so you just pull your, you know, you can get to it from your inside your home. You pull your car out there, you are, and, you know, you go down and you get in it, and there's a room for different sizes. You can seat up to 12 adults in one of these things, and the company's right here in Eads, so it's a very interesting thing. And the other deal is, if you've got a mobile home, and you know that's the most dangerous place you can be during a tornado, is a mobile home. Well, if you have a concrete slab, like where you would park your car next to your mobile home, you can put one of these shelters in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
See, so even if you have a mobile home, you could have one of these things. It's a pretty cool deal.